Hello everyone, welcome to another batch of Callum's Curious Creatures podcast, a special type of podcast where you'll learn some fascinating facts about animals that you may have never heard of before. I'm sure you'll find this podcast quite alluring, as anglerfish are the main focus of today's study, so snorkels at the ready, it's time for some deep sea facts. Anglerfish are usually found in the midnight zone of the ocean. For context, there are different layers in the ocean that determine the amount of sunlight that can reach the waters, as well as the aquatic animals that can live there. For instance, the sunlight zone is home to many iconic sea creatures, since the waters are relatively warm, which allows aquatic plants to grow as well. Then you've got the twilight zone, where things get a lot darker, both in terms of light and the appearance of the creatures that lurk there. And then we have the midnight zone, where everything is in complete darkness and most of the wildlife consists of the offspring of demented underwater demons. And that's where anglerfish live. Also, did I forget to mention that the water pressure in the midnight zone is approximately 5,800 pounds per square inch? That's enough to turn any human into ground beef. Yet anglerfish seem to be unaffected. And you can thank evolution for that, as these creatures have adapted to the merciless midnight zone by evolving to have higher internal pressure to stop them from turning into a flounder. Since we've crushed the adaptations, why don't we crush the next obvious thing about these creatures of the deep, that odd glowing lure on top of its forehead? Since the midnight zone is darker than dark, these creatures rely solely on that light bulb lure, not to guide it towards potential prey, but to lure the prey towards it. The lure itself is a unique creation, being filled with bioluminescent bacteria, which causes it to glow. When going out to hunt, the anglerfish wriggles its lure around to potentially attract their prey, such as crustaceans, sea snails, and small fish. Once the prey is within biting range, the angry angler snaps at the unfortunate tiddler at blinding speed and gulps it down in one go. End of story. Fun fact, this type of hunting strategy is known as aggressive mimicry, and there are some animals who use this strategy to hunt. For example, the hairy frogfish is another aquatic attacker, whose hairy appendages are similar to that of worms, which it wriggles around when it's feeling hungry. When the prey gets too close, well, use your imagination. And if you think all that's beyond bizarre, then just wait until you hear about their romance. To be fair, a lot of animals have their own weird ways of expressing their love to each other, such as the lady mantis eating her husband's head for dessert, but be warned, this mating ritual is something straight out of a horror movie. So, a female anglerfish is usually much, much bigger than a male anglerfish, as to be expected, and no, she doesn't eat her puny-sized partner. Instead, when a male finds a female, attracted by the pheromone she produces, he will show his affection by quite literally biting her skin and latching onto her until he practically fuses onto her body. Through this disturbing mating process, the female is able to obtain what's necessary to produce more anglerfish, who will likely go through this petrifying process when they mature. You know the saying, a close relationship, meaning that two people are very close to one another? Well, with anglerfish, they're close alright, maybe too close if you ask me. Well, I suppose that's enough information for one day, but be sure to tune in next week for some more anticipating, and less disturbing, animal facts from your walking, talking encyclopedia of wildlife himself, Callum. See you later!